Welcome back to Real Life, and this is John Christopher, your host. And today I have as my guest, Lori Marsden, who is the developer of the 8 Steps to Becoming You. Hi, Lori. How are you?
Hi, John. How are you?
Great. The last time you were on the program, you thought we had an hour.
I did. I did, because I had done the last radio program I did was an hour long, and that's so funny that I thought we did. So I was just carrying on, having a nice conversation with you, not realizing it was 10 minutes.
10 minutes are gone, right?
Oh, gosh, that's so funny.
Anyway, let's talk about, before we get into your program, you had some, you lived in Brisbane.
I did. I lived in Brisbane, Australia for 10 years.
And you told me a funny story about your husband and the aspect, because now you're full-time resident in Sag Harbor.
That's right. So yeah, in Brisbane, we had a townhouse because it's a major city in Australia. And we had a garden terrace, which was probably maybe 12 foot by 18 foot. And my husband used to go out there and he used to mow the lawn and he trimmed the sides, and it would take him 2 hours, right, to do this little patch of grass that we had on our garden terrace. And now we're in Sag Harbor, John. We have 1.34 acres, and he's still out in the garden. It takes him the same amount of time
That's pretty funny, right?
It's kind of like, I think it's very meditative when you're out in the garden.
Absolutely. And it's one of my favorite things. I don't have as much land, but I love to get on the tractor and just, zone out, so to speak.
Yeah. Exactly. It helps you really connect back to nature and important things.
So let's talk about your program, The 8 Steps to Becoming You. Mm-hmm. How did that come about?
Well, it came about through my work as a psychotherapist, and I was working with women, and I noticed that they would always present with, they'd present with something, whether it was depression or anxiety or whatever else. But when you got underneath it all, that you found out that women were dealing with a lot of other issues. And so I decided to address those issues in a program. And I ran the program as seminars for quite a while. And then I decided to take it online.
Okay.
Mm.
Now, first of all, it's geared specifically to women.
It is.
And you can go online and get all the benefits of the program via the internet?
That's right.
Wow.
So it's a web-based therapy program.
Is that something new?
It is. In fact, it's very new.
Okay.
You'll find that there are some therapists who are doing FaceTime or Skype, and they're starting to see people using that for convenience sake, so people don't necessarily have to go to the office and discuss what's going on for them. But this is something different from that.
Well, you got my curiosity. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm a woman. I'm depressed. I don't know why I'm depressed.
Mm-hmm.
I go onto this program. Is it specific to depression? Do you have like a box or something that you say, okay, you have these symptoms, you're depressed, and then the program, how does that work? I mean,
well, the program addresses the kind of core issues that women have that are underneath the depression. So a sense of not knowing who they are or what they want, being out of touch with their feelings, having negative thoughts, not being able to communicate effectively, different relationship struggles that they might have, not being able to set boundaries with people. Maybe they're not taking care of their health. Maybe they've had trauma in their life and they haven't processed that. So the 8 Steps to Becoming You has steps that address all of those different elements that underlie either the depression or the anxiety or whatever else someone might present with when they come to therapy.
So you don't have to have the specific thing of depression or anxiety per se, but the program itself addresses if you have those issues.
That's correct.
Oh, wow.
That's correct.
So and at the program, how long does it, is it? I mean, when you say I assume it's interactive, right? So it's
Well, there's 46 videos.
Oh.
And there's 95-page workbook.
Oh, so this is not, if you're going, it's not just 8 steps per se, like, okay, be happy.
Yes.
Smile.
It's a really funny cartoon I came across once, and it's someone holding someone by the shirt and slapping them across the face, and it says short-term therapy underneath. So no, it is not short-term.
It's not
short-term therapy, no. It really does
delve. So it's quite extensive.
It is. Wow. And again, it's something that a woman can complete. She does one step a week, takes about 40 minutes to do a step. She can do it in the privacy privacy of her home. She's got that kind of anonymity as well. And it's about accessibility as well.
Do you ever have women contact you? In other words, saying, okay, I'm halfway through your program, but I'd really, you know, I have a question. Why am I repeating the same behavior?
Absolutely. There's community boards as well that women can go and they can talk about their experience, and I monitor those, so I'm able to jump in and have discussions with the women like that. Or I can...
So it's like group therapy, but in the internet.
In the community forum, right. Yeah. But you don't have to participate. Like, some women prefer not to. And there are occasions where I do call up women and have a chat with them on the phone, make sure they're okay and everything's going well. But, you know, it's really important because there's accessibility issues with therapy, particularly here on the East End. There was a study on the access to behavioral health services on the South Fork that was done, and the Southampton Hospital CEO, Robert Challoner, was a member of the study, and there was East End Clinical Connection Task Force looked at mental health services here, and there was a real problem with both access and affordability. And so the 8 steps to becoming you addresses both of those. So it's priced very affordably, and it's accessible. All you need really is a computer and your own time and inclination, because you actually have to be willing to do the work as well.
Right, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because as you said, it's not, you know, it's not short-term therapy.
Right, it's not a slap across
it's
the face.
It's not a slap across the face, no.
So it sounds like the program, you have to continue at this if you have certain issues, whatever mm-hmm. they are. Well, let's just go back to depression again if you're depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Does it at the end, do the people feel less depressed, or they don't have to take medication? Because that seems to be, most psychiatrists now are just script writers. They mm-hmm. they write you a thing and say, take this pill, instead of getting into the crux of why you're having certain issues.
Right, right. Well, it's not a replacement for, you know, traditional mental health treatment. Mm-hmm. So if you are seriously depressed, you know, you need to be seeing your doctor, you know, either your GP or your psychiatrist. You know, if you're on medication, that still needs to be managed. You know, it's not a solution for chronic and severe mental illnesses. It's just for
well-being. In other words, to make you feel better, or
oh, absolutely, right. Yeah, to feel better. And you know, I mean, we all get depressed from time to time. If
sure.
you're a woman and you're thinking, I need to go see someone, I need to talk to a therapist, or if you're in therapy and you just want to do like an adjunct program to your therapy, that's
this is very helpful.
It is
right.
Absolutely.
You must have a website that. People, especially women, could access.
Yes, LoriMarsden.com is the website, and you can access the 8 Steps to Becoming You program from there. On the website, you know, there's lots of free content. I write a blog, regular blog, and there's also a free ebook on relationships. So you can go and you can just even sign up for the blog and keep, you know, kind of updated there. And yeah, that's
fantastic.
All there for you.
Oh, great. Lori, it's been a pleasure. I'm sorry we don't have another 50 minutes to go. But
that's so funny. I'm going to be laughing about that forever, John. That's just so funny.
Anyway, thank you again, Lori.
Oh, thank you so much, John. It's been
my
a pleasure.
Okay, and this is John Christopher for Real Life.